legs.
Well, that used to be the case. Called personal grooming. People, seriously, if you go back and you look at some old stag films or something, old porn, oh my goodness.
Why would you want that?
I didn't say I wanted to. I just, you know, at some point somebody said, hey, let's trim it up down there. And now that's the. You go into Walgreens, it's a. You know, private things for your privates, grooming things for your. Did you know they sell vibrators at Walgreens? Why are you in that aisle?
Wait a second.
Oh no,
they
absolutely do.
They what?
Not the big banana looking.
Well,
ones,
obviously,
but the pocket type. No, in Walgreens.
The little pocket rockets.
Yes, they sell them in Walgreens now. That's how far we've come, or not. You can start the music.
I never see those coupons in my Walgreens mailer, though.
I don't
believe, they discounts on Kleenex, discounts on Pepsi. Why not? Where's
the
coupon for that?
Oh, the best. Stop the music for a second. The best. Sharper Image just sent out a catalog because they're opening a store in New York just for Christmas.
Right.
And I'm not kidding, folks. Maybe you can go online and see this. It's a woman holding a pink vibrator, and it looks just about like a banana.
Right.
And she's using it to soothe her knee. Now,
it's a good idea.
Yeah, really. But, of course, I guess, what else are you going to show in the catalog? You start the music.
My knee hurts. Maybe I can go get one.
Well, it didn't hurt anymore. You had that surgery last Thursday. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 14th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. Out of nowhere, I heard a testimonial for Good Feet just before the show, next door at the Kirkwood Brewhouse, from the chief of police of Uranus, Missouri.
Oh, my goodness.
He told me about how these inserts changed his life.
Yep.
He was having such horrible knee pain. So we'll talk after we do this.
Hey!
Let's see who's at the control board today. Why, it's none other than the Prince of Birmingham, England, Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hello to somebody.
Hello to everybody and to my mother, whom I love dearly.
We can tell you this by the way you told her to hang up and not call anymore.
Yeah, man.
That's how we knew how much you love your mother. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
He is the bass guitar player for the Jupiter 7, a terrific band.
Oh, the Seventh Planet Band.
What's it called?
Seventh Planet Band.
Okay. Say hi to your sponsor. Oh, yeah, say hi to your sponsor.
Yeah, that's right. I wanted to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason, and they're from Stiefel. If you and you can get a complimentary second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Stiefel is a member SIPC and NYSE, and for their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
You'd never know this man was out under the knife or three puncture tools, however they do that orthoscopic thing, last Thursday. If you saw him today, you'd go, that's impossible. Look how well he gets around. He's not just a newsman. He's not just a newsman. That's right. He's a private dick. I like it that that's what they call it in England, and you never hear it here, so we're going to start using that here. Say hi to everybody.
I want to say hello to all the people I passed today at Hanley and 40. I had some PI business at a law firm in Ladue, and I talked about this in my top news story, and you'll appreciate this, Frank, being the gun aficionado that you are. There was a shooting at 40 in Hanley today on the westbound 40 on-ramp from Hanley, and I was so close to it that as I drove through the intersection, I could still smell the gun smoke in the air.
Really?
I could still smell
gunpowder.
The gunpowder was still in the air. It freaked me out that in the middle of the afternoon, you know, a road rage shooting, you know, and I was probably 30.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Right before I came to the station.
Well, we're lucky you're with us.
Yeah, we are lucky.
You could have been killed.
I could have.
Wow. Ibi Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses find you.
Sorry, the rat boy thing, I just still haven't.
Well, he's the chief. Said
the chief was in earlier and said they're still they're not giving up. The police chief of Uranus, Missouri, and what they've done is, you know, in those TV shows and movies, somebody will go around and go, have you seen this person? And they'll show pictures to people. They'll go to a waitress and go, has this person ever been in here? They're going around to various people saying, have you ever heard this voice?
Jeez.
And they're playing that.
Oh, man.
And hopefully somebody will go, yeah, I recognize that voice.
At what
point, guy came in here and ordered some cheese.
At what point do you give up hope? At what point is he dead?
Tim, you never give up hope.
Okay.
You don't
right.
Do we see a body?
Yep.
No.
All right.
We don't give up on Rat Boy.
Okay.
Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
Well, they are the best.
If you like big polka, they're the best. Who doesn't? Yeah. Bill Cleveland will join us, I assume, shortly. And he's probably getting real tired of us pushing him off into the playhouse. He shouldn't, though, because that's actually a bigger audience after 5 o'clock. It is true. I'm not kidding. I had lunch next door with Chief Nottingham, and he was telling me about it. He says, oh, by the way, he starts telling me about the Goodfeet store and how he had this pain and it was really hurting him. And once he discovered what those inserts did, he said, I would have paid. It wouldn't matter what they cost. My goodness, is it worth it? What a great discovery the arch supports from Goodfeet. And I've told you that, folks. I've told you it doesn't have to be foot pain. Plantar fasciitis, number one reason people go in there, and that makes sense. That's a pain in your foot. And if you can shift the weight a little bit and take some of that pressure off, great. But knee pain, leg pain, hip pain, back pain, even headaches. Lots of people have pounded the pavement and have found relief in a simple, I always say a simple insert or arch support. Of course, it's two of them. There's one in each shoe, and you keep your own shoes. They're not in the shoe business. So just give that some thought, and if you don't like the idea of painkillers and being on them for the rest of your life because you know they constipate you, and you don't want to have some surgery that may not be necessary, why not give this a shot? Go into the Goodfeet stores, tell them what hurts. You'll be in and out of there in 30 or 40 minutes, and you'll know by then if you found the answer, because you'll know when you get up and walk around. You'll feel it. You'll feel the difference. Goodfeet, two locations in the St. Louis area. They're all over the country, two in the St. Louis area. One on Olive, west of 270, sort of catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays, and one in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerburg, GoodfeetStLouis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota,
that's right. Window World is proud to present this guy. Guy who's trying to see everything, go everywhere. And he is brought to you by Window World, and we talked about him earlier. We told you that you get 15 months same as cash financing with approved credit, and they'll come out and give you a free home estimate. And why wouldn't you take a look at the people's product that sells more than any other product like it in the United States? It is the number one selling replacement window in the world. Here from somewhere, taking us somewhere, is Bill Cleveland. Are you in town?
I am. Excuse me, I'm recovering from a cold still.
No, you can thank Limey. No, Limey did that to both of us. That's his fault.
Yeah, thank you, Limey.
I'm sorry.
It's on you, Limestone.
So I'm about an hour and, oh gosh, I don't know, an hour and 20 minutes south of the radio station. I'm in the town of Chester, Illinois.
Oh, been there a lot.
Isn't that the, Chester, is that the home of Popeye?
It is. It is the hometown of Popeye.
Wait, there you go.
We used to go through Chester when I used to visit my parents in Tennessee. Before they made a better route, we would always go through Chester.
Why?
Well, just because that's the way you went.
What do you do there?
You eat a cheeseburger. That's right. What we did.
Oh, man.
There was a place that we always, I can't think of the name of it, but we always stopped at this same place and got cheeseburgers.
There's a buffet there, too. I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, that's
really,
great. That's
really
a good
maybe
story.
You could ask the travel guy who's actually here.
Oh, yeah. Bill's here. He's in Chester.
Wow.
We forgot. Yeah,
hey, Bill.
Okay, help
me.
Us. Help us out here.
So Chester, Illinois, Dan mentioned, yes, the home of Popeye, but more appropriately, it's actually the hometown of the creator of Popeye, Elsie Seeger. And I guarantee you, well, I shouldn't guarantee, but I bet nobody in the room actually knew that, did you? Because I didn't until today what the name was.
I didn't know it.
That created Popeye a long, long time ago. But he was born in 1894 here in Chester. And when he was 12, he worked at an opera house. Which is a small little theater now in town. They call it the Spinach Can Collectibles, which is a Popeye shrine and a museum and a store where you can buy a lot of Popeye stuff. But when he was a kid, he wanted to be a cartoonist. And so he worked there at the theater, and he would draw different things and put his drawings up on the screen in between, films and whatever. And so that's kind of how he got his start. And all of the characters in Popeye, and I don't know a ton of Popeye stuff. I know Popeye, and I guess it's Olive Oil, and was Bluto. And
there was Bluto, and then there Wimpy. Was
Wimpy.
Brutus.
What about Wimpy? Wimpy.
And Wimpy, yeah.
And
Wimpy
there was Brutus and Bluto were like the same
person.
Yeah,
they were the same thing. They just changed the name of, I don't know why.
And Olive hooked up with both of them.
Now, let me ask Limestone a question. Do British kids know who Popeye is?
We do know who Popeye is. We actually had a fast food chain over there called Wimpy that was popular for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
They have the hamburger
place. Yeah, right? Hamburger place. Yeah.
Okay.
So all the characters in Popeye are actually based on real people that were from Chester, Illinois, and I won't go into all the details here, but you can find them online. I'll post them up if anybody...
You want me to tell that great joke about the time Popeye was in St. Louis and got lost? He went down on Olive and thought it was grand.
So bad.
Thank you!
Awful.
Thank you!
Dump button. Dump button.
And so if you come through town, it is, like Frank mentioned, it is a small little town. You're not going to spend a ton of time here, but if you're in the area... You're coming through, absolutely swing by. You got a couple of cool things to do. My God, this cold thing's killing me. And, like right now, it's fall. It's beautiful. I got some amazing fall photos I'm going to share on Facebook.
Now, before you get away here, I want to go around the room. Limey, give me your best Popeye. Just go ahead. Popeye.
I don't even remember what Popeye sounds like.
Oh, come on. Go ahead, Lime. Let's hear it.
That was right.
Let's hear it, Popeye. that was absolutely horrible.
Thank you.
That was entertaining. I'm glad you did it. Tim, Popeye?
That's all I can stand. I can't stand the more.
I can't do it. It's terrible. My Popeye's terrible.
They were kind of like
that was terrible. That was Bojangles Robinson.
It was terrible. I can do a lot of imitations, but I can't do Popeye.
Oh, Dan can. Go ahead, Dan. Show him.
Take olives. What road you will go?
No, that's spot on.
That was good.
Limey sounded like somebody was tickling him with a little feather. You know, he's like tying his shoes.
That was gay pop.
Oh, my goodness. All right. On that note, I got to get out of here. So, what's more information? You go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I'll be putting some stuff on there tomorrow. And, I was going to say, Loud and Clear, actually, here in Chester, Illinois, 590 The Fan.
Well, of course it is.
Looking good right now.
Of course it is.
Hour and 20 minutes away from the station. So there you go. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
All right.
Cape Girardeau.
I wish I could remember more about Pop. When I was a kid, I only remember watching with any kind of regularity two cartoons, Mighty Mouse and Popeye. I didn't watch the other Tom and Jerry stuff or that. What was that?
Love
dog?
Tom and Jerry.
What was that?
Not Bugs Bunny?
Not
Droopy?
Really. No. That he was a sheriff or something. A dog.
Oh,
Saint Bernard. I want to say
Deputy Dog.
Deputy Dog.
Yeah, it was Deputy Dog.
And Manfred. Wasn't there something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mighty Dog Manfred.
But Mighty Mouse and Popeye, and in a way, they're kind of like the same character. They're both little people or a little guy, and they turn into this, I'll kick everybody's butt, little mouse. And I do remember that, help me, all it was Popeye would get into a situation, or he'd have to help somebody, and he'd open a can of spinach, and they'd play that, and then all of a sudden his muscles would bulge out, and he could just tear it up.
Right? I remember, yeah, he'd always eat a can of spinach, and if his arms were tied, he'd eat it through his pipe.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that.
I have no idea what that was.
Oh, yeah.
No idea.
He ate spinach
through his pipe.
I never understood why him and Bluto kept fighting over Olive, because she was like about a 2 on a 10 scale. It's you can't find any hotter cartoon girl to hit on than that.
She was.
It was awful.
You're right.
It was awful. She's skinny and a big nose and a lot of teeth. It just didn't do it for me. It's like all those years of childhood watching, two guys fight over a girl and then they fight over a 2.
The rat from the lake just sent me a text in Chester. It's Reed's Buffet, he said.
Reed's. Excellent.
That's not where we went, but there you go, Reed's Buffet. Now, that's all I can
do. That was also terrible.
Yeah, thank you. And then Brutus, he had the voice that matched the way he looked.
Right.
Right? Yeah. And then Mighty Mouse, I can't believe I remember this.
Here I come to save the day.
That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, Mighty Mouse will join the fight on the sea or on the land. He's got the situation well in hand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then there was Super White Underlap.
Nope.
When Miss Polly's in trouble, I am not slow. It's hip, 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 and away I go.
Well, I don't know, but that's probably
good. You never know Underdog.
Being of your era and not get into Bugs Bunny and Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh,
and
I know.
Daffy Duck
and
all those guys.
Now,
yeah.
Who was the one who goes, I say.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Okay, I love that guy.
I said something kind of, about a boy don't play baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I like that guy.
Yeah.
And then
much better than my Popeye.
My dad, the only cartoon, he really just laughed. When I was a kid, you go to the movies, there was always a cartoon before the movie. Anybody mm-hmm. remember this? They play a full-color cartoon. Was that Roadrunner and that guy with a bomb.
Wiley Coyote.
They always had that black bomb with a fuse.
Uh-huh.
Remember that? That
was Acme.
Every episode.
It was Acme.
From Acme. He always had product shipped by Acme.
Yeah.
And Roadrunner would get run over with a steamroller. He'd be flat, and he'd come up like a piece of paper or something. Mm-hmm. That was kind of funny. Meep, meep. That sound.
Roadrunner. Right. That's Coyote's after you.
Those are the only, and Rough and Ready, that was on TV when I was Rough and Ready, and then that's all I remember. I don't know who they were, two dogs or something. Larry Connors comes on right after we exit here at 6 o'clock. A couple of things he's going to talk about you might want to be listening for. First of all, the question is President Trump too unstable to have his hand on the nuclear trigger? We're not saying he is, we're asking the question, and Larry, I'm sure we'll have some commentary on that for the people who seem to think he's too unstable. Is he or isn't he? How about this? Women in the Washington, D.C. area claim now there is a creep list of lawmakers who are perverts and weirdos and have been accused or will be of sexually harassing and abusing women. The Washington, D.C. creep list. Yeah, there's a surprise.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would be surprised by that. And Larry is going to have a story for you tonight about the worst nightclub fire in the United States, in the history of the United States. It happened, I think, about 75 years ago, and almost 500 people died in this nightclub fire. I don't know.
Was that in Kentucky?
75?
I don't know.
I think it was.
That's what Larry is going to talk about.
It was a supper club,
yeah.
As I recall. And I lived in Kentucky for 11 years, and I think I know that story.
Wow.
Kentucky is one of those states that people don't really talk about a lot.
They don't Kentucky do the Derby, ducky there either.
But they just don't talk about Kentucky a lot.
Well, it's not a real big state. There's no pro sports teams there.
It's horses and pastures and farms.
And basketball.
And that's it. Let me see. What did I want to make sure I shared with everybody today? My grandson is 4 years old. He got in trouble for the first time at school. I'm so proud of him.
Nice. Yeah. What'd he do?
He stood on top of the toilet. Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And they text his mother. Let me tell you something. If you're a teacher, I love teachers, and you're underpaid, but don't text mom while she's working because the kid stood up on the toilet. You know, it scares parents. If it's not really something that hurt him or somebody else, he just save it.
Was he going?
No, he stood up on top of it, on top of the toilet. Like, he likes to stand on top of things. Big deal.
I can remember one of my earliest memories of life when I was 4 years old. I was attending La Petite Academy over at 55 in Union. I remember.
A boy should not go to something called La Petite.
Well, it's what it was called. I remember a teacher's. I remember one of the aides sticking a bar of soap in my mouth and washing my mouth out.
Really?
My grandmother did to me.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably because I said something like consarn it. No. In the South, we did not.
Darn it!
We didn't curse. And if you tried to substitute curse, like I don't give a darn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what my grandmother would say? Well, that you're really saying you don't give a damn. That's a substitute word. Come on over here and you wash your mouth out with soap.
Oh.
So you couldn't even do the substitutes. Heck or dang or any of that.
Would she wet the soap or put it in dry?
It was dry.
Yeah, well, that's better than wet.
Well, I don't know. That
less sudsy. Oh, it is. I'm telling you. Trust me.
What else did I want to? One more. Advertisers, businesses, listen to me. This is important. I don't know where you're wasting your advertising dollars. Why don't you join us? This place is like a rocket about to launch off the pad. There's a lot of good stuff going on here. So why don't you take the time to talk to somebody here about advertising on this. I will do your commercials if you have a whole lot of money. And if you don't have enough for that, then just jump on here and be on the show, be on the station. There are good things happening here. Unlike almost every other radio station that's on the decline and going downhill and owned by some big corporation where they're constantly trying to cut costs, this place is on fire. This is going to be something to be part of. So jump on and ride with us because it's going to be fun. We'd love to have you here. If you want to know more, just 590thefan.com. Get hold of somebody in the sales department. If you want to talk to me about speaking for you, you'll know in 5 minutes whether or not it looks like we might be able to get together. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com. That is my email address. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com. Ladies, would you get in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
My son sends me a text today. He says, Dad, have you told either of these jokes yet on the new station? And the one he mentioned was the two redneck hillbilly brothers, and the other was the father of three daughters who were curious about their names. And I said, no, I haven't told them yet. So as soon as I mentioned it to Dan, I could tell when Dan started laughing loudly at the mention of one of these jokes, that's the one I'm going to tell. I'll do it for Dan. I'll do it for my son. And it's one of the few jokes that I've only known for about 3 years. Most jokes I've known since I've been in high school. This is relatively new. As a father who has three daughters, and one of his daughters comes to him and says, Dad, she says, I like my name. Let me say that right up front. Don't get me wrong. I like my name. Rose. It's a beautiful name. I'm just curious as to why you and Mom named me Rose. Was there somebody in the family, like a great-grandmother, somebody named Rose, an aunt? He goes, no, honey. He said, you know, this is really interesting. When you were born and we hadn't decided on a name yet, you were in the nursery at the hospital and somebody had sent roses and one of the rose petals just came off and didn't just drop. It sort of floated. The air conditioning or heating had just kicked in, and a draft of air picked it up, and the rose petal landed right on your little head. And we just looked at each other, thinking the same thing at the same time. Rose. We'll name her Rose because of that petal. She goes, well, that's a great story. Thanks, Dad. His other daughter. Here's what Rose had asked, and she comes up to her dad and says, Dad, what about me? He says, what about you, Lily? She said, what about my name, Lily? There aren't a lot of girls named Lily. He goes, well, believe it or not, and this is a very strange coincidence, but kind of the same thing happened. You were born, and your mom and I hadn't come up with a name yet, and We went ahead and brought you home without officially naming you. And when we got out of the car, carrying you into the house for the first time, one of the neighbors was out pruning some flowers, and a little gust of wind came along, and a lily, just part of a lily, just landed right on your head. And we thought, well, this is so unusual. Because remember what happened with Rose? There was no decision to make. We named you Lily. So Lily landed on your head. Rose petal landed on your sister's head. His third daughter came up, and she said, he said, yes, what is it, cinder block? This is called the bass line. Dan taught me. See? Mount bass. Thank you. We're going out to Southern California where it's much warmer here. Well, much warmer there than it is here and will continue to be when it really drops here. They'll be basking in the Coachella Valley sun. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant, and for all the wonderful things Southern California has, they don't have an Annie Guns. They got some nice places to eat, but no Annie Guns. Next door is the Smokehouse. They're both closed only on Monday. Knock yourself out every other day, but please make reservations for dinner because you're going to need them. And gift cards, it is that time of year. But every day of the year is gift card time for Annie Guns because they sell them all year long. Because who wouldn't want gift cards from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse? East of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Guns and the Smokehouse proudly present Mike Evans.
Hey, homie. So, homie, the bass, you'd also have like a bass run that would go boom, 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 like that. You're right there.
I know the notes with my mouth, but I could never actually play any instrument. I didn't get that thing.
You ever play your own instrument, homie?
See, now you ruin your own report.
Louis C.K. did.
Yeah. Louis C.K. played. He played in public.
What are you?
You know, when you think about it, this is such a weird set of events, this starting with the Weinstein thing. And then you get to Louis. Now, Louis C.K., his is a whole different category. He didn't assault anybody. He didn't throw himself on top of anybody.
Neither did I. It was just for the movie.
He just showed him his wiener and admitted that he did it and pleasured himself. So people got to be scratching their heads going, okay, how what do we charge this guy with? Because I don't think there's a I guess public indecency or exposure. I guess there would.
My favorite is George H.W. Bush. Another woman came out yesterday and said that he groped her behind while she was posing for a photo with him. It's like I'm trying to imagine this 93-year-old guy looking at all these photos of himself. Like, I was getting her on that one.
By the way, I think shame on her. Come on.
93. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And not only that, if you've ever been around anybody in their 90s, a lot of times their minds, they do things that they never would have done before they had this.
Also, give him a pass. Give him he's 93 years old. Let him grab what he wants. Is that what you're saying?
If she had any class at all, she would have lifted her skirt.
In a sense, that is what I'm saying. No, that is what I'm saying. Because my dad's brother had Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And he said offensive things. He never, in our family, in the South, people didn't curse. He never cursed. He gets Alzheimer's. He cursed more than anybody. It was offensive, vulgar, but he wasn't in his right mind. So you really can't, come down too hard on him. And I think sometimes older people, they do things. They do things a little inappropriate, but I almost give them a pass, my goodness.
All right, well.
Because of their mental state.
It sounds good to me.
And
let's do it again. Popquiz question, celebrities who love, today, who loves health food? Eats nothing but health food, is a health nut, Dr. Phil. Taylor Swift, Jennifer Lopez, Justin Timberlake.
Can't stand that, Dr. Phil.
Mm-mm. Is it true? At least two male masseuse and an airline employee have contacted Gloria Allred about sexual misconduct charges against John Travolta.
I saw her on the news this morning. Boy, she doesn't waste any time, does she?
No, I got more on her tomorrow. She's unbelievable.
Daughter of hers, Lisa Bloom, looks just like her.
She's an idiot.
Looks just like her.
Tom Sizemore, a lot more to come about him coming up. Stay tuned.
Right.
Kevin Spacey has officially been scratched from the movies Stealing the Moon, Billionaire Boys Club, Elliot. He was going to star in a major motion picture in a biopic as Gore Vidal. He's also been scratched from the TV miniseries The War at the Shore and a television movie Upstairs. I think we can stick a fork in Spacey. I think he's officially done.
Do you think any of these people will do any jail time?
No.
I don't either.
Well, Weinstein will.
I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, he will.
Okay. I hope he does. Okay. Well, I hope he does, too.
Odds and ends of Oscar nominations were held today. The two leading actors for Best Actor would be Daniel Day-Lewis in Phantom Thread, which will be his last movie. He says he will not make any more movies after this. Too bad. I think he's the best actor in the world.
He's a terrific actor.
And also right up there and getting consideration, Gary Oldman for his portrayal of Winston Churchill in The Darkest Hours. Both those movies open on Christmas Day. What is up with Mariah Carey?
I don't know anything about her. Don't follow her. Couldn't name one
song.
Wasn't
she, wasn't somebody accusing her of sexual harassment too?
I wish. Sorry, continue, Mike.
I don't think it was Mariah. Maybe Beyonce.
Accusing her of sexual
harassment?
Yeah. Yeah, one of the biggest divas and rudest stars on the planet. She's gotten so bad, some of her closest staff and her PA, her personal assistant, have just quit. If you get a chance, and I think he's coming to St. Louis, Jimmy Buffett was in Hawaii when I was over there a few weeks ago. You got to see Jimmy Buffett in concert. He is fabulous.
I've seen it.
And?
There's nothing else quite like it. People dress for the
parrot
concert.
Heads.
They wear their Hawaiian shirts and their
very cool.
And this is a guy who's got it knocked. He hadn't had a hit in 25 or 30 years, yet he
fabulous.
Packs the house.
Yeah.
Makes
all,
it
the all the parrot heads.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be better than Jersey Shore, a new play opening up next summer on Broadway. The Bee Gees' Real Story.
Oh, I like the Bee Gees.
I like the Bee Gees. I think they'll have a lot of incredible music. I think that'll actually be a very good Broadway play.
Well, some people laugh if you say you like the Bee Gees. You don't know what you're laughing at. Go watch a biography, anything you can learn about the Bee Gees. They're very impressive. I always like their music.
Mariah Carey's former security guard has accused her of sexual harassment.
There you
go. That what it was?
Says she answered the door.
It wasn't Beyonce. It was
Mariah Carey.
Hold on. What she did wrong is she answered the door in her lingerie.
And made him uncomfortable.
Well, he's gay. All right.
What
guy would run to somebody going, oh, she answered the door revealing lingerie, and I'm uncomfortable.
I saw camel toe and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
What man would report that?
You know, she's so hateful to everybody, so he's probably reporting that.
Could be.
Could be.
Probably anyway. Couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. Probably hasn't been late since he was in Hawaii. I got two New York Post headlines for you today.
All right, Limey's telling us to speed it up. He's the boss.
First, above the story of a drunk neighbor who was so upset with her neighbor because they had stacked their trash outside the door rather than taking it outside downstairs where it belonged. She set fire to the trash, and it spread, caught the door on fire. It got the whole condo went up and killed the neighbors.
I hate it when that happens.
Headline screamed, "Murder by Trash."
Not their best.
On a much happier headline above a picture of the super hot Miss Staten Island crowned on Sunday night and the story of her occupation, she's a sanitation worker. New York Post headline screams, she's a beauty queen.
That's good.
Huh?
That's good. That's
and finally, don't want Limey to poop
no,
his
you
pants.
Don't, you don't want him mad.
Freaking Limey pooping his pants. Nothing smells worse than an English person's poop.
See, I would never have said that. I would never have said that.
Just saying.
There go all our English listeners.
Who is a health food nut? Dr. Phil, Taylor Swift, Jennifer Lopez, or Justin Timberlake?
Limester?
I'm going to go with Justin Timberlake.
I'll say Taylor Swift.
I'll say Jennifer Lopez.
I think we're not supposed to say Dr. Phil because he's so big, but I'm going to go with Dr. Phil.
You know, the English people, they got the smelly poop, and you get that from eating the health food. I'm not saying it's connected, but give one to the Limey. It is Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, wait, wait, wait.
Thank you.
All right. Limestone Cowboy.
Bye, Mike.
He wins. Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. And if you go to Annie Guns, here's my suggestion. Every one of you who if you hate bread pudding like I hated bread pudding, then order the bread pudding. This will be the one bread pudding you won't hate. That's all. I'll leave it at that. Annie Guns. Smokehouse next door, closed only on Monday. Gateway lock and security cameras. You know how I feel about a security safety thugs, people who take other people's stuff and hurt other people and have no conscience. I like it when they get put away. I like it when they get put away even more than when they don't commit the crime. I'm almost, in a way, upset to think that bad guys would see a gateway lock and security system camera and move on somewhere else. But the good news is they're going to go somewhere else and make a stupid, dumb mistake because they're not bright. They're just thugs. But let them do it somewhere else. You don't want it to be your place. You got those cameras. They look up, see them. If they have a quarter of a brain, they'll go down the road where somebody doesn't have cameras. Great feeling. Except you'll never know what happened. It's the only frustrating part. If there'd be a way to count, ooh, look, this month, 18 people thought about breaking in and robbing us, but didn't because they look up and saw the cameras. It's a great deterrent to crime. But if they're going to go ahead and do something to you, to your property, your business, your home, it's great to know that they will get caught because these are ultra-high-definition cameras. They even have night vision cameras that will capture an image perfectly up to 50 feet in total darkness. Now, what was that again, that noise?
That means we've got an update on our computer.
Oh, okay. I like it. It's kind of a nice-sounding, calming chime. I sort of like that. Gateway lock and security cameras, they're also doing a lot of this, proximity cards and keyless entry. It's a great family business. I like these people a lot. They like the show a lot. They like AM and the PMers. So when you contact Gateway Lock and Security Cameras, please tell them you're AM and the PM. GatewayLockAndSecurity.com.
This is Billy Joel. Matter of Trust.
Wow, you can... that Christie Brinkley thing. How did he mess that up?
What are you talking about? He's 70-something years old. He's got another 33-year-old wife. He's had like three 33-year-old wives.
How old is he?
No, you're right.
He's in his, he's, they're about to have another kid.
Billy Joel is in his 70s?
I think so. We just talked about this last
maybe
week.
Maybe 70. Maybe 70, 71. Look
it up.
I don't want to let this day go by without mentioning something that Cam Jansen, that hockey player.
Yeah,
hard time.
He says something very hurtful that I heard on the way in here.
What?
You know, he talks about that Hans Wyman and the ball thing. And he said, oh, when I realized I was going ball, I kept thinking, I'll never get any chicks. Ball.
Mm-hmm.
That hurt me. That hurt me.
Oh, man.
I was bald at 23.
He's 68.
Ah.
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel, 68. Mm-hmm. So, Cam, I heard that. And I would offer to take you out in the parking lot, but mm-hmm. I've seen you. So.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to let it go. I'll just let it go. Listen, you know what to do. If you see a police officer and you're AM and the PM, and they're not really tied up with an accident or real busy, don't walk up if they're handcuffing people and it's a drug bust or something. But if they're just kind of sitting around watching, people go by and got the radar gun, walk up and say, hey, I'm AM and the PM, and I just want to thank you for what you do. Thank you so much. I'm telling you, they're just not used to that. Do that. You'll feel better. They'll feel better. And the world will be a better place. So thank you so much for joining us. In about 2 seconds, 1 second, he's going to hit that music right there, which means I have just enough time. So thank you again. Hope you'll be back with us. Larry Connors follows us at 6 o'clock. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old path did. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.